Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to meditate on the gospel readings the church is giving us this week. We're still in the Easter season, celebrating the extraordinary reality of what Christ has accomplished for us, who we are, what's actually happened to us. Friends, I can't say enough how important it is for us to hear the Word of God and to internalize it, receive it, accept it, yield ourselves to it, because the Word of God is true. And the more we see and hear and even feel what the Lord wants to communicate to us, you can ask the question, how can I grow? I just want to be more passionate for Christ. I want to live more radically for Him. I want to be more fruitful for Him. Well, where that begins, friends, to grow in passion for Jesus is to see first, the most important way to grow in it is to understand His passion for you and the love that He has for you. Yes, you, exactly who you are. He knows who you are, all your strengths, all your weaknesses. And the prayer of John 17 here is a prayer for the apostles in the moment, but also, he says, for those who hear their teaching and receive it. That means you, that means me. And there's so much here in this whole section of the Last Supper discourse. The gold that's there is absolutely life-changing. And in John 15, Jesus says something that it sometimes like goes by us or just rolls over us like water off a duck's back. He says, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Jesus wants us to be clear. He wants you to hear that. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who from all eternity lived in perfect, passionate, joyful, free, a love that's even hard to describe. As the Father has loved me, the Father's love for Jesus is infinite, it's eternal. And guess what? His love never changes in the sense of He doesn't come some days about 70% or 75%. God Himself is love. It's God's nature. And 24/7, 365, God loves His whole creation, but He loves human beings in particular who bear His image and can receive and understand and respond to that love. And Jesus tells them so clearly, these apostles who He just said to them will say later, you're all going to scatter. You're going to leave me alone, all by myself. But He said, I won't be alone because the Father is with me. I'm never alone. Jesus wants that security, confidence, living awareness, transforming power to be at work in you too. That you would hear His word when He says to you, I love you the way the Father loves me. And in John 17 now, He'll say, and the Father loves you the way He loves me. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you see it. Help me understand the passionate love that Christ has for me. Help me to see what He sees, to feel what He feels, to know this great gift and to receive it fully, the gift He's giving to me, to have a relationship with my Creator, with God the Father, to be drawn into the fiery love of the Trinity, the pure, perfect love that heals all, that frees all, that empowers all, that cleanses, that this is why Jesus said, I've come to give you life and have it to the full, to give us joy, full joy. This is where it comes from. Full life and full joy comes from being fully connected to the Lord. And that starts with believing and receiving and walking in what He's given to us. These words are for you. And so ignorance of these words, as St. Jerome, I believe, said, is, you know, ignorance of Scriptures, ignorance of Christ. One thing we don't want to be ignorant about is Christ. And not just having historical information about Him, but we've heard these words and we've received them. We've internalized them. We're living by them. And we've discovered that His words are true. And they actually are living because they bring me into a living experience and knowledge of the love of God. and my identity begins to change. I understand, like John would say in 1 John, see what love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. Friends, this is the answer to loneliness, depression, to all the things that bind us, discouragement, anger, bitterness, rivalry. When the love of God touches your heart and you begin to see yourself in the light of God, that's when real transformation begins to happen. So here's today's reading. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me. So Jesus is praying on behalf of the apostles, so that they may be one just as we are one. So this call to oneness, where we are one because we're in one body in Christ. We're all baptized into Christ. So divisions in the body, like divisions in the family, are very destructive and problematic. And Jesus' priority is that we seek unity, we seek oneness, we seek healing, we seek reconciliation. We live with an awareness of this gift that he's giving to us and that he's praying for in us, and that we always want to cooperate as disciples with Jesus' leadership, to know what he's praying about, to know what matters to him, to know what he's given to us, so that we can walk in it with great confidence. When I was with them, he said, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them were lost except the son of destruction. That's Judas. I guarded them. You see the way that Jesus speaks about the apostles, how he has received them? It's not just like a business that he's starting, a franchise. It's not just an army of a particular kind. Look at how deeply personal this is. Jesus knows those who are brought to him. This is the desire of his heart, by the way, to see you and me and the whole world come to him. God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But then Jesus goes on to say, but now I'm coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. What does Jesus want for you? Complete joy. He wants you to walk in and know his joy. That burden that's on us, the burden that's on your heart, the regrets and self-condemnation and the pain that's entered your life. He wants to penetrate it all with the grace of his Holy Spirit and bring healing to your soul, so that your joy can be complete. And of course, who does he talk? He's talking about the apostles here, but for all of us. And he knew exactly the struggle the apostles were about to walk into. And he knew that they could have, no matter what the circumstance, full joy in their life. He goes on. He said, I gave them your word, and the world hated them. What really is the word? The word, first of all, is the person of Jesus himself is the word that God is speaking. That Jesus is a son, the son, sent by the Father. And that the creator of all things is God the Father. And this is what Jesus revealed, the word about the Father, the word about God, creation, the power of God, the reign of God, the family that God is building, the kingdom that's his purity, his love. He said, I gave them your word and the world hated them. Why? Because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Isn't it interesting that today in today's conversation, society, you're a hater that's being thrown around constantly. If you don't agree with someone's moral decisions, you're a hater. Do you think they would have called Jesus a hater, or Paul or Peter, as they were calling every single human being they met out of habit patterns of sin to come and turn and receive the kingdom? I mean, the default mode of the mind of Christ and the apostles was not like, well, you know, everybody's in a good place. There's maybe a few people who need to change and really let go of their definition of reality and let go of how they're defining themselves and the moral choices they're making. No, Jesus, it was really clear. Every single heart, echoing the prophets, Jeremiah and others, the human heart is deeply, sinfully corrupt. It's enslaved to sin, to ego, to habit patterns of sin, and Jesus described the condition of the human heart in very vivid terms. And St. Paul, you know, we were dead in our sins through the world, the flesh, and the devil. We were by nature children of wrath, he said, enemies of God, but now in Christ. So they're hated by the world because they've stepped out of the world's system. They're no longer identified with the things the world celebrates, the enjoyments that the world chases after. And they communicate now the life of the kingdom, and the world rejects it, spits it out. Jesus said the world hated them. Why? Because they did not belong to the world. They do not belong to the world. He said, any more than I belong to the world. Jesus came from the Father. His origin is not here. He came from the Father, and he's bringing the kingdom. And then he brought the apostles into that kingdom, which again is not just a set of ideas. It's a whole new way of life empowered by the Holy Spirit, a transformed reality, becoming a new creation. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. It's really interesting. So Jesus is, again, acutely aware of who the enemy is. And Jesus isn't saying, Father, I want to take them out now to protect them. He's saying, Father, I'm praying for them. I'm leaving, physically leaving them. And I do not pray that you take them out of the world, because I know the mission, Father, that you have for them in this world. They're going to be in the world, but not of the world. They're going to be the presence of the kingdom in the world. But I'm praying that you keep them from the evil one. That's the same thing Jesus is calling you to. That's the same thing he's praying for you and for me. And that's his awareness. He said, they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. That means you too. And that means me. That's the condition, the posture in this world of every single disciple, everyone baptized into Jesus who's really following him. It's a real indicator if we're serious about being disciples or not. Do we belong to this world? Are we in the world? Obviously we are. But are we of the world? Are we chasing after its idols? Are we chasing after the enjoyments of the world that are inconsistent with God? Are we preoccupied with this world and give very little time or heart or mind and not abiding in the Lord? If we're not abiding in the Lord, we will be abiding in the world, so to speak. We will be of the world, not just in it. So Jesus goes on and says, consecrate them in truth, Father. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them now into the world, and I consecrate myself for them. In Jesus' death on the cross, he's consecrating. And he says he's consecrating them in the truth. Friends, God is truth. God's the foundation. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. All the crazy talk in the world about everybody walking in their own truth and defining their own truth in a world that rejects God, ignores God, that's a deep deception. It's a delusion. It's a total fantasy. It's demonic darkness. God is the ground of all being. And to be in truth is to be in accord with being. God gave you your being. He gave me existence. He created us. He defines who we are. Jesus came to reveal. And Jesus gave to God what belongs to God. He acknowledged the Father fully with gratitude. And he walked in the truth and acknowledged the truth that comes from the Father. This is at the heart of what we're called to do. Jesus didn't come to say, hey, just go create your own way, man. He came to say, receive from the Father what he's given you. Let's do that, friends, with all our hearts. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.